Hi, this is Erin Hart at AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. And I would love to talk to you about a number of things. You know, I was just sending myself something. Okay, hold on. I got to do this real quick. I'm trying to send myself an Al Haaretz article that I want to share with you tomorrow. All right. And I'm also going to try to get us some guests. It's 8 past the hour. Remind me of the name you said was for Boulder. Dan in Boulder, was it? I believe it was. Good. Dan in Boulder. Thank you. Oh, Paul in Boulder. Sorry, Paul in Boulder. Welcome, Paul in Boulder. How are you?
Fine. How you doing?
I am well.
Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome.
Let me tell you that I voted for Obama, but I am very unhappy with his position to increase troops in Afghanistan. I think we ought to get out of Afghanistan just like we ought to get out of Iraq. You know, the foreign fighters that have come from all over the Arab world to fight us in Iraq are just going to move over to Afghanistan and fight us over there. And we can't afford any more military losses, and we can't afford any more, you know, people getting injured and crippled. And it's tremendously expensive, and it doesn't make any sense. If you look at history, the English went there, they declared victory, they set up a puppet government that was loyal to the Queen, and eventually they left with the tail between their legs.
Yep.
Russia did the same thing twice.
Twice.
Afghanistan, because it's not a country. It's a bunch of warlords there, and we're just wasting our time and our money.
Well, now we're doling out. Did you read the article where we're doling out Viagra to the chieftains?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, Viagra. Hi, want to see a little blue be able to please your concubines? Here, take some CIA brand. I mean, what are we going to do? Hand out little triangular, well, I don't know what shape they are, triangular blue pills and say, hi, here, get it up, dude, and have fun, courtesy of the CIA. I mean, it's just, I'm sorry to laugh because it's not funny, and I understand what you're saying. However, I have always thought that Afghanistan is a different case, and I disagree with you to a certain extent. I do think it is a country. I think the problem is that we missed a great opportunity to be able to defeat the Taliban, which I think was necessary. Then we could have worked hard to establish school systems and roads and all kinds of things. If you're going to, you know, you cannot smite people with democracy. The Israelis, you know, are quote unquote punishing Hamas. I'm not sure that works. I'm not sure, you know, the way to go after terrorism is to interdict it criminally, I think, but to also help the societies find the reform that they need for their particular cultural circumstances. Now, having said that, I will say there are certain things like clitorectomies, for example, and forced mutilation of women in Africa, for example, that I can't agree with. And if I can inspire any country to overrule that practice, I will help. The subjugation of women in Afghanistan. One of the reasons, if there are many of us who have been on the anti-Taliban websites for a long time, thanks to Mavis Leno, who is one of the unsung heroes long before Laura Bush started taking up the cudgel on behalf of women's freedom in Afghanistan. She was putting her money where her mouth was. So the wife of Jay Leno I'm speaking of. Now, I believe that we need to, how do I put this? We need to interdict the criminality. The trouble with Afghanistan is where it sits in part. And the trouble with Afghanistan is the fact that India and Pakistan both have nuclear weapons, and that Pakistan in particular can descend rapidly into a lawless, lethal area that also happens to have nuclear weapons. So part of the reason that we're in Afghanistan, to be frank, is strategic. But the other reason to help Afghanistan recover is, to paraphrase a certain show that runs a lot this time of the year, poppies. Lots and lots of poppies that threaten to come out and colonialize the world's poor with the hell of heroin addiction, okay? So there are several giant problems there at once. And if temporarily occupying the country and helping some sort of form of democracy being able to be created in the wake of that, with Afghanistan, I can see it. Now, in part, I understood why we attacked Afghanistan in the first place, because that was run by people who gave Osama bin Laden a free pass to live there. So I understand what you're saying, and I wish we could get out of all countries, but I don't think we can get out of all of them just yet. In other words, I don't think isolationist is going to be possible. Now, do I wish we had more efforts on the like of the reparations that we made after World War II under the Marshall Plan? Yeah, that'd be good.
Let me just say something. I don't agree with you. I don't think it's a country. I think it's a group of warlords. I don't think that we can ever win there. If we ever set up something that you call a democracy government, it isn't going to stay there. As soon as we leave, they're going to come and overrun it the way they have in the past. I've been to Afghanistan.
If more women are in, but wait a minute, I will hold you up Rwanda, which was certainly descended into genocide. No, Rwanda now has. Do you know who's in charge now? Mostly in Rwanda in the elected government. Women.
I'm just telling you, it's not the same thing. Afghanistan is a whole different deal.
I'm not saying it's the same thing. I'm saying when countries, I guess what my elliptical point was, which I didn't state very well, I agree with you, is when women are in charge, countries do better. So anything that I can think of that would advance the cause of women in Afghanistan, I would be for, because when women succeed, countries succeed. Everything improves.
I'm just trying to say that from a practical point of view, we're throwing money down a hole. If you want to rebuild someplace, rebuild New Orleans. Rebuild in the United States. Use the money that we have. We don't have an unlimited amount of money. We are going broke. Use the money that we have at home to fix the places that need to be fixed. If a country attacks us, we don't owe it to them to rebuild them. I don't believe that. I think that, you know, Afghanistan attacked us, fine. Bomb them into next year. But don't go down there and try to build them schools and hospitals and all that stuff.
But you see, that's what we did in Germany. But that's what we did in Germany and Japan, and it worked exceedingly well.
Yeah, but Germany and Japan are a completely different deal.
I don't agree with you. I think most human beings under the surface are quite a lot alike, actually. I think they're driven by love. I think they're driven by greed. I think they're driven by their urge to be better. I think they're driven by hope for their children. I think they also will kill each other in a trice if they are provoked. So, you know,
I think Germany and Japan are modern countries. You're dealing with people that are living in the Middle Ages. Their mullahs are going to keep them into the Middle Ages no matter what you do. Those
in what capacity were you there? How did you work there?
There as a tourist. I was there as a tourist.
Okay.
And I got a chance to see what the people were like and what they living in the Middle Ages. The mullahs control everything.
When were you there?
I was there in 1978.
Okay, so not for quite a spell.
But I don't think they've changed.
I think they've certainly become more modern since 1978, in all fairness. Now, you have been there. I have not. I understand what you're saying. But again, I would say people in the Middle Ages aren't so different from the way we are now in the 20th century. You know, don't forget, it was only, 80 years ago that we were given the right to vote in the United States? In the United States of America, we just had the first credible women candidate almost become president of the United States for the first time in our history. And we have been considered citizens for longer, okay? So the problem with the United States, you know, please don't drag modernity into this, because given modernity, I would say we're still a little behind on women's rights, on rights for people of color, on rights for people who are different in terms of religion. We're still working a lot of that out, and we're not all very sophisticated, thank you. If we have people shooting people for, you talked during my movie, I'm going to pull out my gun out of my, what did he pull out? He pulled out a 38 caliber weapon out of his pants, out of his gym pants. At the mall, so
I can't address that. That's too crazy. But
yeah, but he's in Philadelphia. My point is the Middle Ages is a state of mind. Okay.
My feeling is that if a country attacks us, we should go in and devastate them. We don't owe it to them to rebuild them.
And I disagree
with our country right now. Terrible economic shape. We have areas of our country, New Orleans in particular, where my family lives, need to be rebuilt. If you're going to rebuild schools and highways and bridges and all that stuff,
rebuild it in New Orleans. I got your message, and thank you very much. We'll toss it out there. I thank you, and I still disagree with you.
One more thing. I want you to remember this. when in 10 years from now or 5 years from now, as many years as it takes, when we leave with our tail between our legs and Afghanistan hasn't changed a wick, remember that somebody called in and told you that was going to happen.
Oh, I'll probably remember, but I doubt if that's the reality. Thank you so much. 17 past the hour. I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Although, does Ray have a point? Should the Marshall Plan never have existed? Or is it just for people who we deem are modern enough for us to help? See, I think that begs the question. Here's what I would have done in Afghanistan. You want to know what I would have done? I would have gone in, taken out the Taliban, and then I would have constituted, I would have started a green program in Afghanistan, and I would have mowed down all of those poppy fields, and I would have planted switchgrass and have them selling alternative fuels to everybody who wants it, us included. That would have been a better use of our time and money. 303-713-7600, and then I'd be like a group up here and go in and establish more schools for girls. Always a good thing. 18 past the hour. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. We'll have more in a minute coming up. Right now it's time for traffic and John Turk. Hey. You know, the picture of Miss Doe with the arrow through her face reminds me of what we're hitting in the United States of America right now. You can write me at Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. That's Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. I would love to hear from you. I'm actually sending a test message to make sure it's working today. And I would love to talk to you. And, you know, please write. I'd love to hear your thoughts on paper as well. You know, speaking of my comment in the last segment about how the Middle Ages is a state of mind, story on MSNBC today talks about child slavery and how it is still prevalent in the United States. And that's a scary thought, isn't it? All right, now, we've got this poor deer that was shot in the face. And I know animals in the wild run the risk, but you know what? If you have arrows and you're firing them in the wilderness, then maybe what you want to think about, just maybe, is where your arrows go. And as a responsible hunter, am I being too picky to say, please send your arrows out if you must? And I don't like hunting for, I just don't think there's any real reason for deer hunting these days. I really don't. I think some people like to do it for sport. If you don't eat your kill, then you're a moron. You know, I fish, so that's the way I hunt. And I eat my catch. Thank you very much. And if I can't eat it or I can't transport it, I throw it back. And that's the thing to do, really, isn't it? But responsible hunters, forget about it. To shoot this deer in the face and then wander off and not go back and make sure it was okay, or that your arrow went someplace and hit something and you didn't know where it was, please, don't fire a gun and don't fire an arrow if you don't know exactly where every projectile you sent into the atmosphere went. Thank you. I'm sorry. No, but I don't want to take your gun. If you got to have it, oh well. But, you know, it's like, or your bow and arrow. But you know what? Don't shoot deer in the face and then leave them to die infected in the wilderness. That's coward hunting. That's you're a step below the man who shot the talker at the movies. Because at least, you know, those people, kind of people have a choice. And I don't know what the carry laws are in Pennsylvania. But you know what? Get some sentience. Get some intelligence behind your ability to use a weapon, would you? And if you're in public, there's no shooting of people in the movie theaters. I don't care how annoying they are when they talk. I want to shush them. I want them to be quiet. I don't like people who talk in movies either. But let's not shoot each other over it, shall we not? John in Laramie, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Thanks for hanging in. We have listeners in Oklahoma, Wyoming, Washington, all over the place today. Good morning.
Amazing.
Yeah, I love the internet.
Sometimes our reception isn't too hot up here, though.
Can you listen on the internets?
I've never figured out the computer very well.
Okay. Well, if I'm ever in Laramie, I'll come by and give you a hand.
Oh, well, you can also help me with a cell phone, too, because I've never figured that out either.
Are you kidding? My nephews are like, we have cell phones. We know how to text. And I look at them and I go, don't you ever pick up your messages? And they're like, why would we want to do that? Like, okay.
Well,
fine.
Well, now that we've knocked off Afghanistan,
yeah,
I want to raise the issue of separation of church and state.
Okay.
In relationship to Israel. I don't see why we are supporting a religious state. it's purely the political influence of domestic American Jews and Zionists. We pour money into that country.
Well, here's what I would say to you, and I understand what you're saying, and I don't normally, after the Holocaust, there had to be a Jewish state. There just had to be. I mean,
no.
Yeah, there really
because
did. Morally, ethically.
I mean,
I understand
there is
what
no
you're,
Jewish
look,
homeland. There never was.
Well, you can say that there wasn't. I would think that many people disagree with you. But even
no,
if there
the
had
Jews
not
were
been,
divided up into three groups.
I think even if
groups.
Even if they had not been there, I think Israel has a right to exist, and it does, and it was partitioned legally. What should have happened
it
is...
It has a right to exist as long as we keep supplying it with weapons.
No, I disagree with you. I disagree with you entirely. I believe it in its founding. I believe in its existence, and I don't believe that it doesn't have the right to exist now.
It's a fire base. Very hard to defend even where
well,
it is.
Well, you know, John, have you been there? I have.
No, I haven't, but I know a heck of a lot of Jews, and I subscribe to four Jewish net newspapers, most of them from Israel.
Mm-hmm. And what are they telling you about this?
They are amazingly blind to what's really going on in Gaza. It's all the only people who ever matter are the few people who are killed in the harassment fire.
Actually, that's not true. If you read Al Haaretz today, there's a long article about how this kind of action never seems to work in Gaza.
Oh, okay.
And if you're in Israel, there are quite a few peace groups, actually. There are actually a lot of peace groups in... You want to talk over me or you want to let me speak for a second?
I don't want you to portray me as a total ignoramus.
Well, I'm not trying to. I'm trying to tell you, look, if you don't believe that, that's fine. We're going to beg to differ on a very, very deep level, because I believe that Israel has a right to exist. I don't believe it's only supported by outside contributions. There's 6 million people there, going on 7, who have quite a lot of talent. Now, do I wish there were more acceptance of people of diverse backgrounds? Yes. Do I wish that they had a constitution? Yes. Do I wish that they didn't, that it didn't take the Supreme Court to get people's rights enacted? Yeah, I wish our Supreme Court didn't have to act to enact people's
well,
rights, too.
Well, all countries too. Are full of baloney,
and,
anyway.
You know, and we are all what is full of baloney?
All countries.
Oh, okay, so you just don't like borders.
They're just maniacs.
All right, you don't like borders. You don't like the power struggle to deal with that.
Well, I don't think we have any good options.
Coming from that particular area, I can find some empathy for you, because I think borders and nationalities are distinctly male, tribal imperative.
They're racket is what they are.
Well,
basically.
Well, perhaps, but you know, until we learn to get along better, I just don't see how we can achieve. It's funny. It's almost like we have to be divided to try not to be divided, if that makes sense.
Well. Yeah, the only trouble is I think the guys who rule these countries, the ruling elites or whatever you want to call them, like discord and they like to cause trouble. So people
well,
will identify with their cause, whatever
well,
that is.
You know, and the thought crossed my mind when this first started. Wow, I wonder if this is competition for who quién es más macho in Israel these days.
Well, I think this one's ethnic cleansing. I think they want to push the Gaza people.
Oh, no, Egypt. Don't say that. No, please don't say that. That's not true. I don't know yet. No, it's not ethnic cleansing. What it is it's retaliation, and it's an effort to make Hamas obey. And it may be trying to rid themselves of the ethnic, how do I put this? The tribal sense of the, What am I looking for here? They may be trying to get rid of Hamas, okay? People who believe in Hamas and the Hamas hierarchy.
Never do it with a gun.
But it's not ethnic cleansing. I agree. I don't think this is working. I don't think this helps. But then Hamas started sending the rockets this time. They had a ceasefire.
The interesting thing to me is that
Hamas started
that
this
was basically
again.
What we call harassment fire in the military. It's such a low level. It's like mortar fire that you run into on borders all the time. It goes on in North Korea all the time.
Well, I also think that they're trying to speak to the wider Arab world. And I think they're trying to gain,
true.
Because the wider Arab world is trying to sit on Hamas and Hezbollah and others, because everybody's tired of this. They just want to get along and start trading and dealing with each other and having lives. Even the despots who are in charge of the country, I think, are seeing that. But we'll see. Thank you Thank you for challenging all of us, John. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'll be right back with you in just a minute. Listen, we've got a lot of topics. We got all week to talk this week. I can't wait to talk to Frank Rich, for example, to talk to you more about issues. You all are really coming up with some stuff to really provoke me and make me think, too. And I really enjoy that. I really do. 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. I would also like to suggest that if you want to, try writing Erin at erinhartshow.com, would you? Because I'm not sure it's working at the moment. I just sent myself something, but I think I may have typed it badly. So we'll see. All right, we'll see. We will see. I'm typing that now and sending it to myself. Also, check out erinhartshow.com for the latest on who's going to be a guest on the show. And please, please join the mailing list. I'd love to let you know when I'm next going to be on. So let's go to Colorado's Progressive Traffic with John Turk coming right up. And then we'll get back to your phone calls right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm Erin Hart on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. And a shoe at the head. All right, we're going to do a feature coming up this week called A Shoe at the Head Of. Who would we toss roses to? And who would we toss a shoe? And I did think it was funny to toss shoes at the head of the president. I don't think he even understands how insulting that is in the Arab world. I don't think he gets it. Did he watch this statue coming down and them slapping the shoes on the face of Saddam Hussein? Does he get it at all? Oblivious. Janice in Denver. Welcome to AM 760 Colorado.
Morning. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Erin, I just have a couple of things I'd like to say, and they're pretty much related to what the other two gentlemen were just talking about, if we summarize it perhaps in another perspective. A model for America right now is necessary, and that model needs to be to create a cleanup of the poverty and destruction of our own country.
Mm.
I think both gentlemen have been talking about our duties and our money that's gone to other countries. And certainly if we are ever going to do anything in terms of creating a different image of America, then we need to bring our money home, what's left of it. A model that could be created throughout the world is to see us finally do something with our own poverty and destruction. Putting money in the Denver public schools would be an example.
Which needs it sorely.
Yes, that's right.
And when has my entire life.
Thank you. When we look at Barack coming through Colorado, and I did support him and also worked in his campaign, I was very, very much saddened by the fact that he didn't tour any of our poverty areas here. And certainly we don't have nearly the kind of poverty perhaps that they have in cities like Detroit, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
Cleveland, Ohio, and the list goes on, even to the south, as the gentleman talked about. Katrina, no one is doing anything about it at this point. It's not even discussed any longer. But that's where the model needs to stem. We need to come out of the rest of the world and quit acting like we are the mothers and fathers of the rest of the world, as well as the police, and come home and take care of our own. That would be the best example we could show throughout the rest of the world, that America is moving in a different director towards change. And Barack needs to understand that. I don't think he really does at this point.
I don't think we can afford to be entirely isolationist either.
Don't. Not suggesting that we ever be isolationist, excuse me. But certainly at this point we need to rethink the devastation, number one, that we've created in other countries, and begin to come home and see what we can do to heal our own land.
Okay.
It's way overdue.
And I agree with you on that. There's been years of negligence on infrastructure. I mean, basically the last great public works project in this country was the interstate highway system by Dwight D. Eisenhower,
yes,
who warned us about the military-industrial complex into which we have descended.
That's right.
Slowly but surely. Here's the problem, Janice. In Congressional District 1 in Colorado and every other district in the United States of America, guess what? there is a defense contractor. They slowly but surely, I mean, if you see a movie called Why We Fight, you want to put the covers over your head and go to bed for a week. Because basically one of our problems is the military-industrial complex is practically speaking hardwired into most everything we do.
Yeah, I would agree.
And most every company we interact with. Mm-hmm. So in some ways,
is it not time again to do something about that? Now, you also mentioned our highway projects.
Yes.
Certainly.
Which was created, by the way, was so that you could move tanks across the United States of America with facility.
Yes.
Certainly, that's why it was created.
Certainly, that needs to be addressed. And I'm going to again suggest that not only do we look at highway projects, but begin to think about creating jobs that really are excluding women and people of color as a result of not having a kind of job situation where they're going to be meaningful and artistic and creative jobs. That's another thing that certainly could be at the forefront of our creating jobs. We only hear about creating roads and bridges and the green economy, but we don't always have a clear picture of what that means.
And I'm on board with you, Janice. I think neglecting our artistic side has been part of the reason why we've fallen in math scores and science scores and every other kind of scores, because I think the music of the universe and music in reality have a lot to do with one another. And, you know, when I was coming up through the public school system in Colorado, you could still take music appreciation classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never forget them. He turned me on to classical music. I sang in the All-City Choir and learned the music of Handel and the Messiah and all those other kinds of very difficult classical pieces to sing, which has sustained me throughout my life in terms of enriching and enlivening me personally and hopefully the world at large, which is why I make a point of reading in the schools and performing in the schools, because it's very important to ignite children's imaginations as well.
Success of our planet as a whole. You see, because the more we sing, the less we tend to want to fight.
Amen, sister. Yeah. Thank you so much for your call.
Well, thank you, and have a good morning.
You too. Happy New Year. Richard in Bellevue, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Boy, great show this morning.
Thank you, sir.
With a couple more topics I'd love to talk about besides the one I originally called in about.
Well, that's the fun of talk radio, my friend.
You know, and so before I get into that, I just want to say, you know, another whole show could be dedicated to things about the ethics involved with hunting and being responsible and stuff. I'm part of a group of very ethical hunters who look at hunting as almost a spiritual experience. And
I think fishing is spiritual. I understand what you're saying. If you talk to me about, I don't just go out and snag a trout for fun. There's a whole art in it, and there's a whole preparation in it. When I go out and catch a blue fish in the East Coast and snag one, I take it right to the beach, skin it and scale it there, and eat it. I agree with you that there is something spiritual about hunting.
And it's a way.
But I also think most hunters are far divorced from that.
Well, I don't think that's true of most hunters. I think it's easy to generalize there because they are carrying guns and there's violence.
Okay, maybe it's because I only hear about the ones who shoot them other people in the face.
Right, there's a percentage of criminals in every single subset of humans you want to pick out in any kind of category. And because the criminals involved in hunting do things like the incident that was just publicized with the deer being shot in the face and stuff, you know.
But shouldn't that person, ethically speaking, shouldn't they have known where their arrow went?
Well, yeah, but, you know, sometimes people miss, you know.
I know.
That's part of the thing is training, but, you know, you have to be responsible and follow those things up. The reason I originally called was about the guy who talked about visiting over the East and said that, you know, the people are still living in the Middle Ages, you know.
Yeah.
And instead of being derogatory towards like that, we have to look at our progressive attitudes, and we need to help these people progress. And the biggest thing we could do to solve any of these problems is to go into these countries and give health care and education to males and females alike, and to give small micro loans to women to start up businesses, to start making money. If people have food and things to do and things to look forward to, they're not going to let their kids get involved in becoming a suicide bomber.
It is so true. And when women do well, every study, time after time after time, shows that when women thrive in a country, so does that country.
Yeah.
So everybody should remember that. And I agree with you, Richard. I want opportunities like this for all the world's people, including our own. Because I think the days when we can all live in our isolated countries and not interact much with each other and everybody for themselves isn't going to work anymore. I think we just have to have new models. And microloans are a great way of doing that. I was thinking the other day, Manos de Uruguay has been a women's collective down in Uruguay for, the better part of 30, maybe even going on 40 years now. And they started growing. I was turned on to them about 3 or 4 years ago when I started knitting blankets for my family. And they are wonderful. They raise the sheep. They kettle dye it. They do all of this stuff. And it is now, they're now got a silk wool blend that's selling like hotcakes. It's still the top seller up here. And the colors are beautiful. And, you know, it's one of my life ambitions, quite frankly, Richard, to go down there and talk to those women and say, how was this experience for you? How did it help you? Because you're right, microeconomics is the way to go. I mean, it's helped women in India, in South America, every country you care to name. Where poverty, we should have it in New Orleans, for God's sake.
It is. You know, it's amazing how such a small amount of money can make such a big deal.
Huge.
You know, to somebody who's trying to start a little business somewhere in Africa or anywhere like that, you know.
New Orleans. Or Detroit. Thank you so. You know, and one of the tragedies of the Bush administration, one of the many, is that the Small Business Administration was practically speaking vivisected. Who did the Small Business Administration help? Oh, poor people and people of color. Hello, and women. Hi. Do you think I think it was systematic almost. It almost seems like their negligence was systematic. Except you don't want to believe that, even if right wing
Republicans. Well, you don't want to believe that, but it sure does look like it. You know, it goes right in with the destruction of the middle class.
It does indeed. And you know what they finally, I guess they duh, figured out. I don't think they've figured it out yet. The middle class is what carries this country on its back.
Uh-huh.
So if they break our backs, what's going to happen altogether now will collapse. So better take care of us.
And they don't care if we collapse as long as they have their own, and they've already got it, you know.
Yeah, well, but they ain't going to be able to keep it for very long, or they won't have anything to spend it on if we're not around to help them. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Call again, Richard. Thank you. Happy New Year. I'm going to go to a break, if we can, John, and then I'm going to come back with Jeannie and Bruce and more of your phone calls coming up. And don't forget, I'll be back tomorrow. We'll have Frank Rich, among other callers, guests coming up. It's 47 past the hour. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and now time for Progressive Traffic and John Turk. Hi, I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Bruce in Westminster, I think you dropped off, so come back if you want to. It's 8:51. Oh, 9:51. Make that. I'm an hour earlier. I just live in an alternate universe. What can I say? But I am from Colorado. I'm a Colorado near native. I wasn't quite born in the state, but pretty close by. And I'd love to talk to you. And my family's, I think, going on fifth generation now. Yep, fifth generation Coloradan. There you go. More like weeds. We just keep growing. All right, here's the thing. Or maybe it's more like wheat. I should be kind to my family. All right, 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you about whatever's on your mind this morning. We have Frank Rich tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour. Yay! I'm glad he remembered and will be our guest because he's very smart and very funny. It's 303-713-7600. And we're going to be talking to Dave of Sustainable Dave fame later in the week, this New Year week. But mostly, I want to hear from you. I want to know what's on your mind. What notes do you have for Obama? What would you like to talk about? We'll try to cover it all. Jeannie in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron. Good morning. Good job.
Thank you.
I have a thought for you. I left my radio for an hour because I went to work out, I heard you play that parody.
That thing. Horrifying so-called parody.
It was so disgusting.
Barack the Magic Negro.
Yeah.
Then,
you know what? Here's my question for you. I have so many mixed feelings about it because, and for AM 762 is like, don't play it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if we should be playing that.
I know.
You know, I mean, in some parts of me, I'm like, yeah, play it because we want to expose them for who they are. But
this guy is running for head of the Republican Party. If he were not, if it had just been a parody on Rush 10 months ago and it never reared its ugly little head again, I would not have bothered to go year in review. Look how despicable they were. It would not have made my list of top 10 ugly things the Republicans did last year.
Right.
But I have to tell you something. They're resurrecting it, and he sent it out as Christmas presents. I mean, this has got parodies on it that I can't wait to hear, Star Spanglish Banner. I mean, it's like, what kinds of junk are these people perpetrating? And we know, they sent out that stuff about, the Arab world that they sent around trying to scare people. I mean, these people use tactics that I just find so appalling, I almost can't speak, which is why we all get nervous when people like Rick Warren are invited to give an invocation at Barack Obama's inauguration. Because even though he's not in the same league as, say, the parody author, he is so bigoted against the gay community in certain statements that he makes that you wonder why we're inviting him to the table anyway. I mean, I'll sit down with my enemy, but I ain't going to sit down with the Ku Klux Klan, for example.
Exactly. Well, I guess they do need to be exposed for who they are, but it's just, it's so hard to hear.
Well, it's pretty vile. And the thing is, it's not even funny.
No, it's not at all.
That's the tragedy. I mean, I was watching this guy, Breitbart. He's a disciple of Matt Drudge's, and he's trying to start a website. We're going to take back the entertainment industry. No longer will we be ostracized on the sets of Hollywood movies. One of the things I'm going to ask Sustainable Dave is, just how much does the liberal community razz people of conservative ilk? There aren't many of them, perhaps. And the reason there aren't many of them, it's because they're not funny. They're not very creative. Have you ever seen Red Dawn, which was made by a right-wing reactionary director? One of the worst movies ever. I mean, they just, I don't mean to pick on them necessarily, but about the only thing they seem to be able to do is vicious, mean-spirited right-wing radio, you know, and a very biased cable channel that's sinking in the ratings. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, that was my thought. I don't know.
All right, and I understand. I did think it over. I really did. I thought it over, and I did err on the side of, ooh, entertaining, and it'll show how bad they really are, because I used the wrong word, perhaps, in the terms of entertaining, but really that is what talk radio is. It is to entertain, enlighten, enliven, and provoke a bit.
Yeah.
So consider yourself poked, not in the Facebook way.
Okay. Okay, Erin.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. 303-713-7600. John, do we have any more calls?
No.
All right, John, come on air with me for a minute. Hey, John.
I'm here.
Will you talk about whether a man or a woman should say they love you first with me tomorrow?
Of course. I can't wait to have this debate with you.
Don't you think we ought to have this debate? I'm using it to tease for tomorrow's show.
This is a good tease because I think we couldn't be further apart on this whole issue.
Well, you see, I read it and I thought, you know, I'm always for women should have parity. We should be doing everything like men do. But you know what? I kind of think you guys are allegedly slower to come to the party in terms of your emotions and everything. So if a woman says, I love you first, we're like hanging ourselves out to dry, because what if you don't?
Well, then I made a general rule. I would never say I love you first to the girl I was dating.
Really?
Ever.
You made this rule?
Yes. I said I wouldn't do it.
See, men crack me up because my brother did this.
And women claim to be romantic and they're not. And they want romance from their men, but they're really not.
You think we're not romantic?
No, I don't think there's a romantic woman out there.
Oh, them's fighting words, dude.
I know. I'm sure. We're going to have fun with
Smack
this one tomorrow.
Smack down tomorrow. All right, I don't know what hour we're going to do.
Oh, I want more romance for my man, yet they can't ever dish it out.
Oh.
But they want.
Oh, now that might be a point.
You know?
That might be a point that men are always expected to have the candy and the flowers and girls. You know?
And they watch these, you know, these soap operas and these, you know, dramas.
I hate soap
Lifetime
operas.
Network.
I don't watch I watch Spike, okay? There's some of us women who are real women and like not in Law and Order, although I don't watch WWE, I will confess.
Not everything can be like a Lifetime movie with Meredith Baxter Lee in it.
Yuck! I can't imagine anything more repulsive than watching that. You stereotype women, dude. All right. I can't believe men make up their minds to do things like, I'll never say I love you first ever. Did Stacy tell you she loved you first?
Of course.
Of course.
I think so. I don't know.
You
I don't know
think
how it
so?
Happened.
You don't
I know,
know
I didn't.
Go
maybe,
home and
maybe she wrote it in a note or something.
All right, well, we'll chat about this tomorrow. We'll smack it down, all right?
Sounds good.
Date. All right, 303-713-7600 in case you want to think about this overnight. We'll also talk about harder issues like, say, Gaza and everything. All right, I'm Aaron Hart. I'm out for today. See you tomorrow. Bye.